Hey everybody, Economic Ninja. Well, it just happened. I should say, how are you doing? Is everyone doing all right? Type one if you're doing okay. Type two if you're like, so. I am going to type three because I'm crushing it right now. And it's not a bragging thing. There's a lot of people that are out there doing it. And it's exciting. It's exciting to teach people how to do this kind of stuff. And today is a win for XRP. XRP price just exploded 15% and I sold it. Not exactly what people want to hear. You know, it's funny, and I want to talk about this because we're going to talk about some possible reasons why this price explosion is happening. But a couple of weeks ago, there was a video on my channel where Jay Bravo and I were talking about the charts on XRP and why it looked like it was going to come down in price. And we got a lot of hate for it. And I sold my entire trading position in XRP at 51 cents. And I held cash. I held it in cash. I bought it back at 42 cents. I was pretty stoked. I picked up an extra, 20% of the asset from when I held it at 51 cents, sold it, bought it at 42. I've got about 20% more XRP. Now, just today, we see a one-day price explosion, and I just sold my entire trading position. And I want people to understand this is my trading position, not my long-term holdings. However, my trading position is pretty large in regards to its percentage, compared to my long-term holding. I just sold that entire amount for 54 cents. So I just made a price gain of 25% in a week's time. Now, when we go and look at XRP right now, we're looking at this price. It's loading up the data right now. This is a one-day chart of what we're seeing with XRP, right? Now, what people don't realize, and this is something you have to learn. It could take you a little bit of time or a long time to learn. Long time, is a hard road, reading a bunch of books, going through a bunch of YouTube videos, or you go pay people to teach you how to do this kind of stuff. And that's day trading. And cryptocurrency day trading is nutty. There is a ton of volatility in there. And that's when you can make money. You can also lose a lot of money. I talked to Dylan today. We're going to start going over these possible reasons of why XRP price is exploding right now and then why I sold. But I'm going to put an XRP price jump sale 80% off today only for the Crypto Trader Pro course. If you want to learn how to do this, if you've never owned crypto, you've never owned Bitcoin, you want to learn about its fundamentals, how to buy it, how to secure it safely. And then if you want to trade, how to set up a trading account, all that stuff, links down below. I've got a team of people that do this stuff. But I'm just sharing with you because a lot of people, type four, if you remember the video last week where we said, hey, it looks like XRP is going to drop pretty big. I'm going to sell all mine. And then I turned around and did another video saying, well, I've just rebought it. And now I'm telling you, I just sold it. And you can see from the thumbnail, that's the screenshot of the TradingView chart of exactly when I sold my XRP. Like within 5 seconds after selling it, I screenshotted it, put it up as the thumbnail. So this story is actually out of TradingView.com, and it's they posted it on behalf of Crypto Potato, the possible reasons why Ripple or XRP exploded by 10% today. It's actually up a lot more than that, but I'm going to tell you that this is all hyperbole. Is that the right word? That's not the right word. This is a technical analysis situation we see ourselves in right now. Okay, it's going to be hitting resistance. More than likely, it's going to come down. It has about an 80% chance of it coming off of its highs today. Its high was around, 57 cents? And that's why I sold it. Now, I'm not telling anyone they should sell. I'm not telling anyone they should buy. I'm just telling you what I'm doing, all right? And let's say I missed the boat. Let's say I'm completely wrong. I sold it at 54 cents and it goes to 60. You know what's really cool about this? When you start to change the way you think about trading stocks and bonds and cryptocurrencies, and you go, I just secured a 25% win for a week. I'm good. Let me ask you this honest question. Say, would you like to learn how to make, let's just say some people strive to make 25% a year, right? Can you imagine making 25% in a week? But you make it because you strike when the iron is in its perfect position, not when it's hot. I know it sounds crazy. You strike when the iron's cold. You buy certain assets because of their fundamentals. You understand their fundamentals. So if they drop, you go, okay, I got a better price because I'm going to go buy a little bit more. But you strike when the iron's cold and then you sell when the iron's hot. And right now the iron is hot for XRP today. And so I just went ahead and liquidated my position. Is this making sense to me? Say yes or no if it's making sense to you right now, how I'm explaining this. Because what I want to teach people is not how to go get rich quick, because that doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. What I want to teach people is risk mitigation using tools like technical analysis to, and then tying fundamentals with that technical analysis, de-risking the entire thing so you knock a certain percentage of risk out of the equation. That's what true diversification is. When you have your assets in different little baskets and those baskets of assets are not correlated with each other. This is how billionaires become billionaires. So here we go. This is out of Crypto Potato. Ripple's XRP managed to increase by a whopping 10% in 24 hours. It's way past that now. Pushing past the important 50 cent resistance and also leading to the recovery of the broader altcoin sector. Just so you know, it hasn't busted through 50 cent resistance yet. What you're seeing is the wick on a candle. Until we close over 50, we have not blown through the resistance, all right? And it always takes a couple of days, 2 or 3 days above a resistance level to really sit there and go, ah, we've made it. Okay, but we haven't been there yet, okay? So as Crypto Potato reports, the entire industry is seeing an uptick with Bitcoin's price also increasing towards 59K. That is a nothing burger compared to what Ripple just did, or XRP, sorry, XRP just did. So why is the price of XRP suddenly shooting up? They're saying, well, the volatility was due to XRP's price. Earlier in July, a historic pattern was forming with the Ripple chart suggesting a volatile move was brewing, and we took advantage of that. At least I did. Say I did, if you took advantage of that and purchased XRP when it dumped into the like 41, 40 cent area. Just let me know down below if you say I did. Said back there, the Bollinger Bands were squeezed to levels not seen in many years. In fact, an X user observed that XRP has one of the highest tightest monthly Bollinger Band squeezes in history. So Doug did, Jay did. Look at all these people that just gripped and ripped it right there at the bottom. That's awesome. XRP has one of the tightest bands, like we said, in history. And in all of crypto right now, the last time it squeezed like that, it shot up 60,000%. Hold on, I think there's more to this story. I'll tell you in a second. Bollinger Bands may explain why volatility picked up, but that volatility can go either way. On that note, there have recently been increased speculation that the lawsuit between Ripple and the United States SEC might be coming to an end. Don't put your money in on that right now. I'm not joking. I do not factor that in this trade. Given that XRP scored a major yet partial victory last year when a judge ruled that secondary XRP sales do not constitute an offer for an investment contract, the community is optimistic that the legal battle may end in Ripple's favor. I agree. I believe it's going to, but I'm not trading based off of that. However, it might be the case that that investors are piling in on a trade expecting a positive outcome. All right. This is what happens when people pile in on a positive outcome. It goes up and deflates, and it deflates fast. So when it hit this resistance point between 50 and 54 cents, right? There's actually a range in there, depending on how you do your trading and set up your charts. I believe, just me, I'm not a financial advisor, that it's gonna come off those highs. So now you've seen a cycle, this swing cycle, what I just did. When I sold my XRP, I warned everyone, and I actually put the video out before I sold. I sold it and I said, hey, I'm gonna sell this. And I sold it at 51 cents. I took that cash, took the entire amount of the cash and bought back about 20% more XRP at 42 cents. I think the final trade was at 42.5, you know, 42 and a half cents. And now I've just sold it at 54. So I'm doing this, I'm playing this wave. Every once in a while, what I do when I have a big sale, a profit, I take that profit, I set aside my tax money, and then I go and put, I'm thinking about not carry trades right now, but I'm thinking about what is it? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking out the tax deal I do when I wash trades. Sorry, everyone. Hashtag wash trade, because I'll forget it again in a second. What I do is I take a little bit of the profit and I push it towards my long-term holdings. And then what happens is that piggy bank of XRP keeps getting higher and higher. Now, I don't do it with XRP. I do it with other coins as well. That's why, like what you're about to see within probably the next 5 to 6 months, don't, hold me on that. But you're going to see an altcoin movement that'll blow your mind, because once Bitcoin starts its move going into the next halving, I know we're already talking about that, but there's a sequence between halvings. And right now it's playing out just perfect. Where I'm sitting at right now is knowing that I'm accumulating more crypto for this move. Now, this is going to sound crazy to you, but I also have cash in my trading account, not including my XRP sale, but cash sitting waiting for a dump in price. So I'm going to make money whether crypto goes up, because I have my long-term holdings. I've got my trading holdings and I'm moving inside of these bands, these waves, these cycles of each coin. And then if it drops even more, I've got a cash position to take advantage of that. And my trigger point is about a 20% measured move downturn in Bitcoin in less than a 7-day period. If that happens, if I see a 20% downturn in Bitcoin, I now take that cash position and I push it in, because I know historically those are big moves and they always come right back up. Not always to where they were, but they can swing up pretty rapidly. And unlike stocks, cryptocurrency, there's so much volatility, there's a lot of money to be made. So I'm going to do this. I called Dylan. I said, let's do a sale for this. It's called the XRP price. What did I call it? The price jump sale. It's 24 hours. It's on Crypto Trader Pro course. It's a team of people that we teach people how to go from never owning a single Bitcoin to setting up a trading view account and trading it. And then de-risking. That's what I want to teach. I don't want to teach people you're going to get rich overnight. That's just not going to happen. Anyone that tells you that's going to lie to you. Okay. But you just saw me make 25%. 25% on a 20% larger position because of how I structured that trade in a 2-week period, right? So I'm pretty excited. It's a good day. I hope you're out there crushing it. Hashtag XRP if you own any XRP. Hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.